We are learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Pehei Amabeis, and we are starting from the last three words on Pehei Amad Aleph on the bottom. Zok de Gemara, Moitzi, Basa, Pesach, Mechabura, Lechabura, Menayin. What is the Makar of the Pasuk? We read it before. Is what's the Makar that they're speaking out? What is the Makar that if something goes out, Mechabura, Lechabura, you're over alive? The Tanya, Linton, and Braisa. It means when you bring a carbon Pesach, one Chabura to another Chabura, you're over alive. How do you know that? The Tanya. Loisoitzi, Menabayis, Menabasa, Chutza. It says in the pasuk, you should not bring it out of the house. So it means you shouldn't bring it out of the chabura. What about if you're in a hotel for Pesach? Mechabura lechabura. Go chabura to chabura in the same house, same building. What's the halacha? Menayin, how you know the earth's asa? Tamaleva chutzah. Lashon chutzah. Chutz lachilasa. Chutz is a cry, like Rashi says. It means chutz lechabura sachilasa will make it that there is a lav, even if it's not out of the house, as long as it goes out, mechabura lechabura. Amar Rav Ami, hamoitzi basa pesach lechabura. We know we're saying there's an issa lav. Mechaz Rav Ami, the issa lav only if you have a kira v'hanocha. Just like by Shabbos, we know that I saw there's an issa. You need a kira v'hanocha. Here also you need a kira v'hanocha. Amar Rav Ami, hamoitzi basa pesach mechabura lechabura. Ein echay v'achi yaniach until you put it down. When you take it out, you have to put it down. It says a lashon hoytzah lo yisaitzi. Ma Shabbos ad the oved akira v'anocha. So with Shabbos you have to have akira and hanocha. Af hachinami ad the oved akira v'anocha. You also need akira and hanocha. You have to pick it up and put it down, just like Shabbos. Why? Because it's a lashon hoytzah. So mechadish that by Pesach when he takes me out of a chabura, you only chayiv if you make hoytzah v'hanocha. You made a hanocha. You made a akira v'hanocha. Moser abba b'mamo. It says in a Mishnah regarding the Parim HaNesrafim, all the Parim HaNesrafim, Parim HaNesrafim is like the Parim HaSarim HaKippurim, the Parim HaMdav Shal Tzibur, Parim HaKarim HaShiach. These Karbonis, they make a Zerika inside the Heichel, and they afterwards they burn the meat. They don't eat the meat. Now, when you burn this meat, the people who burn it become Tameh. So it says in this Mishnah, Yisoyv L'Maisa Maitais, they used to carry it out on these poles, carry it out. So the halach is, you take it out of the three machnas and you burn it. But when once you leave the Beis HaMikdash, you become tameh already. The people bring it out, they become tameh. So it says in the Mishnah there that once the guys in front holding the poles went out of Chemes HaAzara, the back ones did not leave yet. The ones who went out become tameh the begodim. So the question is, there also is a lashon haitzah. And we're saying now that haitzah says v'haitzi yisapar. It says a lashon haitzah there also. Haitzah needs hanacha, so no one should be tameh yet. V'alaynachu. V'chayru, if you're saying haitzah needs hanacha, there's no hanacha there. So my answer is, u'mayislav u'farak lav negrorim. The case was that on the poles they were schlepping it on the floor. It's a big daichik, but that's what I have to say. Agave karka di ganacha, Rashi says, you schlepped it on the floor, and you had a din of haitzah because there was a hanacha.
You said it earlier that it was a mamash on the floor.
What?
He says over here it was a mamash on the floor. It was within 3 times.
That's what Taisa says. But I was reading Rashi. So Rashi is agave karka. I read Rashi. Agave karka dika hanacha. Taisa speaks out, lav dafka, the grorim el shiyu teich gimel le karka. Because he says, you don't hold a klutuk mishukha damye, but the mice within gimel you have lavud. That's Tosis Pshat. I'm not sure. So you want to tie it from the article. It's not Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Tosis is explaining Rashi. It could be. It could be. No, to me, it sounds like Gavi Karka sounds like it was Mamash Anocha. But it's important to speak out. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara Teretz. No, that is Anocha. That's the Gemara Teretz. That is Anocha. Yeah. Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Yeah, good? Next Mishnah. Eves Yotza Miksosoy Choytich Acha Megia La Etzem. So this Mishnah sounds familiar. If it does, we had it 3 times in the past block. Eves yotze miksasai. Eves went out of Yerushalayim, a miksas of the Eves. Choytich atche megila etzem. You peel off the meat until you reach the etzem. And then the kolav atche megila. Choytich, you make a cut. Then the kolav, you peel off atche megila perek until you reach the joint. The choytich, and you cut it off. That's why Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone. Mekadoshim by hektish, regular other mekadoshim, which means other karbonos, koitzitz bekupitz she'im by mishum shviras etzem. You take an axe and you cut it right where it is because there's no din shviras etzem. Weiter in the Mishnah, we already explained that part of the Mishnah, so we're not going to explain that. We already have that explanation in the past blot. The next part of Mishnah says, "Mina agaf lefnim klefnim." We now we're talking about yoytze. Now we know certain halachas can't go out of Azara, certain halachas can't go out of Rishlaim. What's the din of the door? So the door says, "Agaf lefnim klefnim dami." From the door frame to the inside of the place is always klefnim. "Mina agaf lechutz." From the door frame to the outside is klechutz. The agaf itself is the place where the door closes on. That's what it covers. The Mishnah doesn't say what the din of the agaf itself is. But it's saying, ma'agaf v'lefnim z'lefnim. Ma'agaf v'lechotz z'lechotz. Hachaloinoi, those are pictures in the Gemara that you can see what it means. That means where the door, the place where the door closes, that's the agaf. And from the agaf v'lefnim, from the inside is the inside. Agaf v'lechotz is z'lechotz. And then another halacha. Hachaloinoi is the windows in the wall of the Yerushalayim. So it has windowsills, that's like lefnim. Also, let's see, walking on top of the chayma, the thickness of the chayma is also lefnim dami. That's the halachas of the Azara and of the Yerushalayim, the agaf, the door, it goes milafnim, is lefnim, lechotz, lechotz, and then the oive achalainas and the oive achayma are also lefnim. That's all gabi din yotze on Yerushalayim and on the Azara. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav, v'chein letfilah. The same halacha as gabi tefilah, which Rashi says means that if someone's standing in the doorway, so mina agav lefnim is klefnim, mina agav lechutz is klechutz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, and you can't be mitzaref to a minyan. That's what he says we're talking about. Rabbi Shmuel Levi, a film mechitzal barzel and mefsekas ben Yisrael avinu shemayim. Even a iron wall, iron curtain is not mafsek ben Yisrael avinu shemayim. So according to Rashi, would come out. If you're Rabbi Shmuel Levi, even if you have an iron curtain between the two people, they can still mistarf to a minyan. So Tyson says it's not true. We pass the Rav Shmuel Levi, and we don't pass him. You can mistarf to a minyan, as Elam knows from Corona. You can mistarf to a minyan if you're in a different place. So Zok Tyson's pshat, and this is a different story. We're talking about here to answer Kedusha and Yemei Sharaba. Yachaz now say Kedusha and Yemei Sharaba. Here, Zok Shmuel Levi, even if you have a machitza shal baas mafsik v'nehem, you can answer Yemei Sharaba. You can answer Yemei Sharaba into the other room because they have a minyan. But a gavet tziruf minyan lekulia amoida. If you're not in the same place, you cannot be mitzaref. That's Taisus says. So Rashi learns according to Rav Shmuel Levi, you can mitzaref. If you're Rashi, you have to pass like the first man of the Yama. But Taisus says even we can pass Rav Shmuel Levi, and he's talking about answering kedusha meis rava. Okay, Dr. Gemara Vayta. Now we just discussed what we bevarned in the Mishnah about agav lefnim and agav kolchot. Haguf akasha. Amrit min agav lefnim kolchot. It's mashmah from the end of the door to the inside, which means like with a door from the end of the doorpost from the inside towards the inside. It's klefnim. Ha'agav atzmai, but the door frame itself in the door frame itself where the door closes, that's klechutz, right? But aim is safer. Safer says ma'agav v'lechutz klechutz, but from the out of the door frame to the outside is the outside. Ha'agav atzmai, the door frame itself klefnim. So it's a stira. So Mara says, it's not a stira. You know why? Because it depends. It's not always the same. Like Kasha, Kam B'Shari Azara, Kam B'Shari Yerushalayim. So speak it outside first. In Yerushalayim, the door frame is considered like chutz. Because we wanted a Mitzrayim who had to be out of Yerushalayim, they weren't protected from the elements. They're sitting in the middle of nowhere. It's like desert outside Yerushalayim. There's nothing there. No trees to protect them. So we want them to be able to stand inside the doorways of the wall and to be protected from Racham and Gesham. So he said the doorways are not Kaddish. Even though the windows and the Oyvei Cham is Kaddish, right? Because they made special Gzeir, that this is not the special Din. It's special Tanai. No, not Tumah. Special Tanai, that's called Kechutz. The door frame is called Kechutz, so to allow Mitzurim to stand it. Mashenkin the Azara, there the door frame is Kelefnim Dami. The other door frame is Kefim there, but the normal doors of the Azara. We'll see besides the Shari Nikta. So it's not a stira. Certain doors are like the inside, which is Shari Azara, and certain doors like the outside, which is Shari Shlaim. Why weren't they Mekadesh the Shari Shlaim? They Mekadesh the windowsills and the thickness of the wall. Why weren't they Mekadesh the Shari Shlaim? The Mitzurim have to go out of Yerushalayim. They can stand on it. Because of the Chama. Another thing, you know, the only Shar Dazara, which the door frame was Kilchutz, was Shari Nikta. Why? Because you want the Mitzrayim to stand there. They have to stick their fingers into the base of Mikdash to get spritzed on it the blood, and that if they went in a stand. So they have to stand in the doorway of Shari Nikta and stick their hands in, and therefore they said the Shari Nikta is not kosher, they can stand there. Are you going to ask me, what's the big deal? Let them stand outside the door and stick their hand through the door inside the thing. What's the big deal? Or stand into the door. So he said, because you have to stand l'fnei Hashem. Standing there is not called standing l'fnei Hashem. Standing in the door is called l'fnei Hashem. So that's the pshat. So it comes out, shari azara usually are kilefnim, v'sav shari nikna, and shari shlaim are like chutz, so the mitzrayim can stand under it.